Praise to you, Lord Christ.
Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. That's pretty good. Some of you have gotten the Pavlovian response right. But why are you still sitting here? I have summarily dismissed you. Actually, I'm glad nobody left, because I want to take a moment to talk about what's known liturgically as the dismissal. We often use, go in peace to love and serve the Lord. It's basically our default dismissal. But there are others, although the thanks be to God response remains consistent with all of them. There's the short and sweet, let us bless the Lord. And the hyper focus, let us go forth in the name of Christ. And finally, the mouthful, that is, let us go forth into the world rejoicing in the power of the Spirit, especially during Eastertide when we add those two alleluias at the end. But in all of these parting words, there is movement. We are told to go forth, to love, to serve, to bless, to rejoice. But where are we supposed to go? As much as I love coffee hour, surely that's not the ultimate destination. We're not told to go in peace to drink coffee and eat Herculean amounts of carbs, though that's often our first stop after leaving worship. And coffee hour is a good place to go after being spiritually nourished at the banquet table of our Lord. We are invited to a movable feast in the parish hall to be physically nurtured by homemade delights and fairly traded coffee. Coffee itself, much to my chagrin, may not technically be a sacrament of the church, but the conversations that take place during this time of fellowship are indeed sacramental. But still, coffee hour is just a way station providing the sustenance of community before we go forth into the world. So the question remains, where are we supposed to go? I once saw a sign above the door of a church I was visiting, a sign you'd only see on your way out. So it would be like kind of there, over that arch, and it read, the worship is over, the service begins. And maybe this is a good way to think about where we're being sent forth and what we're being sent forth to do. Certainly the 70 disciples sent forth by Jesus in this morning's gospel reading had service on their mind. Jesus says, go on your way. And actually, that might be a great dismissal. Go on your way to love and serve the Lord. There's a certain urgency to these words. And there should be a certain urgency when we are sent forth. There is good news to share. There are people to serve. There are needs to meet. And who is to do the work of the church if not all of us? That's partly what Jesus was getting at when he sent out the 70 two by two. He was empowering them to exercise ministry, to be the church in the world. Of course, they were going to stumble along the way and make mistakes and engage in awkward encounters with those who refused to listen to the powerful message with which they had been entrusted. Jesus knew this. He knew things might get messy. He knew things wouldn't always go smoothly or exactly according to plan. It's why he gave them such clear instructions, right down to the packing list, or the anti-packing list, as the case may be. Carry no purse, no bag, no sandals. But he sent them out anyway. He didn't wait until they were fully ready. There was no 3-month training program. He just told them to go. To go in peace to love and serve the Lord. There's a quote from the 16th century Spanish Saint Teresa of Avila that serves, I think, as the essence of both the dismissal and what it means to live out the Christian faith in the world. She writes, "Christ has no body now but yours. No hands, no feet on earth but yours. Yours are the eyes through which he looks with compassion on this world. Yours are the feet with which he walks to do good. Yours are the hands through which he blesses all the world. Yours are the hands, yours are the feet, yours are the eyes. You are his body. Christ has no body now on earth but yours." It's a good reminder that we are, all of us, the church. It's not about buildings or institutions or fancy vestments or even clergy. Yours are the hands and feet and eyes of Jesus himself. And when you are sent forth into the world, you are encouraged to live your life and root your actions on this very notion. By virtue of baptism into his death and resurrection, you have been commissioned and sent forth by Jesus Christ. You and I number among the 70. You know, the early Jesus movement was known as the Way. We hear it referred to in this manner in the Acts of the Apostles, in the time before the notion of being a Christian was even a thing. And I've always loved this terminology, partly because it's much less institutional sounding than the church, but mostly because it evokes movement. We are all walking the path of Jesus. Individually and communally, we are taking steps both bold and tentative to follow Jesus along the way. In this earthly life, we are all, each one of us, on a pilgrimage of faith. We stumble, we sometimes walk alone, we encourage others, and we seek encouragement. Our experiences vary and shift and change, but we are all accompanied by Jesus along this way, which is the way of love. This dynamic sense of movement inherent in the way is a reminder that faith is not static or inert, but active and alive and ever evolving. And our Sunday worship should reflect this. If you set up a camera in the back of the church and did one of those time-lapse videos where a photo is taken every 10 seconds or so, you'd see people entering the church, going up to the altar for communion, and then leaving the church. Well, you'd also see ushers taking up a collection, but that's not where I'm going here. Enter, receive, go forth. Coffee hour aside, that's the essence of the movement that takes place here and in churches all over the world. We enter with whatever particular burdens we're holding on to. At the altar, we receive solace and strength and pardon and renewal. And then we go forth into the world. Enter, receive, go forth. The altar should act like a slingshot, propelling us out into the world to love and serve the Lord. The life of faith isn't about loitering or hanging around. It's about movement. And so when the dismissal is given in church, we're not being told to just go home or go to coffee hour. We're being told to go forth and share the good news of Jesus, not only with our lips, but in our lives. And to continue ever more boldly along the way of Jesus Christ.